This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. Today I'm reading a poem by Gokul Prabhu. You can find him at imameme_gp. This poem first appeared in Plainspeak. Please tread gently. This poem has potentially disturbing content. The Anatomy of a Queer Body by Gokul Prabhu. I see death, perched at my window. Sometimes they even sit on the edge of the bed. Death is my friend now. I am often tempted to draw them into a kiss. They no longer hold a scythe and are no longer dressed in a cape. They dress like my ex, shabby t-shirt, graying jeans, and sneakers, or whatever those shoes are called in their world. We have a conversation sometimes, or they just watch over me as I sleep. I am often tempted to join them on their journey back to their land. But I think, for now, I shall stay. I hear the cuss words from the neighbor boy as I pass by. Chukka, he spat, because I was not like him, looking for pussy constantly to stick his dick into. My existence used to be a crime. But even after the law has changed, I don't expect acceptance. What a joke. I am craving a good, appreciating word, but I am only disappointed. I am not even hurt anymore. Cuss words have become part of my hearing system, the language used to construct my body. I smell the judgment and the disappointment of my parents as I enter the hall. It stinks of their silence on my sexuality. It doesn't exist. It will disappear if they deny it. I will become normal again. I just need to see the Baba, sit in a puja, eat the medicines that will rip it out of me. Or, oh, they can also beat it out of me, because I can smell a conspiracy that ends with me being straight or married to some girl. The smells of love and trust have been overpowered by the stink of hate and distrust. But at least I have the privilege to be able to walk out. I taste, unwillingly, the cum of a guy I am not even interested in. It has been forced into my mouth, but I don't say anything. My standards have lowered. Is it problematic to have standards? I don't know. My type of guy is way out of my league, because my body type doesn't cut it for them. I am, as they call it, the cunt for everyone. Even for the bored of girls want something tighter, cis straights to use, whether I like it or not. Love is out of the window. I have lost hope. The fear of not having a future together, unless you can afford to flee to another country. I might be able to. Someday. If I am still alive till then. I touch the knife, lightly running my finger along the edge. It's sharp enough. I can do it, really. No one will miss me. The neighbor boy or my disappointed parents. The peeps who use my cunt will find another the next day. My friends will hopefully understand. I am tired, and I want to go to sleep and experience my body like I used to. But I know, even after I am gone, my body is death's best friend, constructed by cuss words and disappointment and fear, the template of the queer body. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.